The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Producer Mark Ronson talked about how Lady Gaga gave the song Shallow her signature sound.
I love her songs like Bad Romance and how she's always like the rah, rah, you know, the kind of wild Gaga thing that she does. So I said, like, we should do something a little weird. I know this is for this film and it's like a ballad, but like, do your weird Gaga thing. So she took the Shallow part and then she made the In the Shallow, la, la, la. I can't even do it, but yeah, you know what I mean.
NBC announced yesterday that Jenna Bush Hager will take over Kathy Lee's spot on the fourth hour of the Today Show with Hoda. Kathy Lee will be exiting the show in April, and that's when Jenna will take over. Jenna shared this message from her father, George W. Bush. She said, "My dad just wrote me three words, which made me weep. He said, 'Very proud dad,' which I'm like, what is there to be proud about? I'm just drinking wine in the morning." Oh, so cute. I'm really happy for Jenna, although I am a hardcore Kathy Lee fan. I will absolutely cry on her last day. I am just so sad that that chapter is ending. Michael Jackson's nephew Taj talked about his uncle's sleepovers with young boys.
I grew up in it, so for me it wasn't odd. To the outside world, yes, I think it can be odd. I mean, I'm not oblivious to what it sounds like, but when you're actually there in that atmosphere and you're around it and you're watching movies
with his kids too.
Yes, with his kids. It's very innocent, but I think the fault of my uncle was he didn't have that bone in his body to look at it the other way. And I think that was the thing. His naivety was his downfall in a way.
And Tyler Perry told a funny story about how Prince came to one of his Madea live shows and he stole the audience.
The only person that really freaked me out was Prince, just when he came to the show. Prince, that was the most intimidating moment. Because I got a call early, he said, "I heard you doing Purple Rain in the show." I was like, "Yeah, I'm just playing around." He said, "Do it again, I'm gonna sue you." No, that's what he said, on the phone. I had never talked to him before.
No, that's
the phone rings, it's an unknown number, I answered and it's him. "Do it again, I'm gonna sue you." I said, "Yes, sir, Mr. Prince." And he goes, "And I'll be there tonight, I need 10 tickets. So he came, and it was time for me to do Purple Rain in the show, and I didn't do it. I looked out at the audience at him, and he gives me this nod. So I sent the microphone out there to him, and he started singing Purple Rain from the audience. Worst mistake of my life, because I couldn't get the audience back, man. Prince, he wrecked the house. He's like, "I will teach your ass to never do my song again." Yeah, he owned the room, he owned the room.
Coming up in less than an hour, both Jordan Woods and Khloe Kardashian have spoken out for the first time about their drama.